FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
Hello, good afternoon and welcome FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, Radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is a... Is this the playoffs? No, it's not. But we are broadcasting in May, and it's the Greater Manchester Challenge Cup Final between FC United of Manchester women's team and Little Lever Sports Club here live at Moor Lane. The teams are now coming out onto the pitch. We'll be bringing you all the love, all the joy, all the tears and all the love of another FC Live Women's Cup Final Special, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. Remember, you can get in touch with us this afternoon, station at fcumradio.co.uk, and of course through Twitter at fcumradio. Kickoff is coming up in 4 minutes' time, so this is FC Live. No Swampy today, but you've got me and Stato Paul. Hello. So yes, a warm welcome to Moor Lane. At the moment we have, dare I say it, yeah, we've got a good signal there, I've said it. Any sign of it buffering or anything like that, I'm going to move the dongle. That's right, we're back at that stage. But yes, anyway, FC United and Manchester women's team going for the league and cup double this afternoon as they take on Little Lever Sports Club. Just to let you know, we'll get Stato Paul on shortly, but just a bit of an insight into these two teams. FC United of Manchester, champions of the Greater Manchester Football League Division 1, and Little Lever Sports Club finished second in Division 2. So Little Lever Sports Club, I think I'm safe in saying, are the underdogs this afternoon, but we'll wait and see. Just to give you the teams. Now, the teams, it's an unusual one, but the team sheet has been handwritten by every single player on the pitch, and therefore there's some... How can I put this? We might be prone to errors this afternoon in pronunciations. Anyway, this is the final. Just to let you know how FC United got here, it all started against Charltonians back in November, winning 2-1. Then Avros winning 13-0 back in March. And then in the semi-final, it was a clinical 6-1 victory against Upper Mill Ladies. And that brings us to this final here. So that's all Paul's doing genius stuff today, trying to read people's handwriting and typing in a piece of equipment which I think has crashed several times this afternoon already. But FC Live is on the air and the coin toss is taking place. Just to let you know, the first piece of team news, we had Kirsty Chambers as a substitute. She's on the pitch starting. So good luck today, Paul, and good luck to you, dear listener. We're going to try and... work out if the teams are correct as we go, but if we get people's names wrong at home, we do apologise if you're listening back to this on the podcast. But yes, the Greater Manchester Challenge Cup Final is about to commence here at Moor Lane, and full commentary here on FCM Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hi, Paul. How are you? How's the stat up?
Well, kind of. We're at least off and running now.
Yes, so the match is underway here at Moor Lane, FC United of Manchester against Little Lever Sports Club. Beth Hayes has been in touch to say, what's the team, guys?
Beth Hayes of the US.
Yes, I'm so confused. You're not alone, Beth. Okay. Well, thank you for your correspondence.
Well, we can go through it quickly. Mary Priest,
not, not at this stage, Paul. There's a free kick here. So Kirsty Chambers on the left-hand side here. She's going to whip this ball in. Outswinger, and it's thumped through. And
fumbled.
We've got an offside flag up, though. An offside flag on the right-hand side.
Farouz is very upset because she does what she does best, and that's poaches.
Yes.
Anything around that 6-yard box, she's in like lightning. She's so quick. Unfortunately, the flag went up and denied us the opening goal.
You could argue the person who put the ball in the net was not offside, because it did travel a long way to get to that back post. But there was a lot of players in the way there, and one of them might have been. So benefit the doubt to the linesman. Anyway, Adoree Yao on the ball now.
She's very, very tidy and very influential.
Kirsty Chambers, that's a lovely ball from Adoree Yao. Kirsty Chambers going to the byline, crosses it towards the back post. Just right, Paul, now's your chance for Beth Hayes in America.
Yeah, well, Beth, we're missing you badly here today. Beth's a very key player in our team and comes up with very important goals. But as for our lineup today, Mary Priestner in goal. We've got Jess McCarrick and Chelsea Patient in the middle of the back four. We've got Jessica Tong at left back. We've got Amy right back as usual. Then we've got Amy Cook, Adora Yao in midfield. Shelby's playing slightly deeper. We've got Charlie Evans on the right-hand side, Kirsty on the left, and Farooz Abdullah up front. They've got a throw in, and they're in a good position here to do something.
And Amy Battle's turn there, but it's well cleared in the end by FC United, but only as far as Ellen Thornton, who gives the ball back to FC United with Amy Battle, who plays the ball forward to Abdullahi, who's muscled out a
bit. She will scrap and fight,
yes,
Farooz.
And Adoree Yao's on the ball now. So Kirsty Chambers tries to pick her out, but that's well defended there by Holly Deason of Little Lever. But it's back with Kirsty Chambers now.
Neatly sidesteps one player. She gets brought down. You can see that they know about Kirsty, and yes, every time she's going to take somebody on, they're going to try and stop her by whatever means.
But we're getting free kicks there, and this is roughly the area she scored last month, wasn't
she's
it?
She's walking away from this one. And
unbelievable.
And Shelby's going to have a go, so this is going to be interesting. Whether Shelby fancies a shot from this distance, it's possible. It's a good 35 yards, maybe.
I reckon.
They're putting a wall of two up, which is a bit token from this distance.
But all you need to do is get a shot on target, I reckon.
Yeah, anything awkward bounce. Yeah. Actually, it's a very clever reverse ball.
And Kirsty Chambers is there to cross it in towards. And unfortunately, it's just...
Charlie at the back post there couldn't force
it in,
but it's
dropped
to Adora.
Out, and there's all kinds of stuff going
Kirsty's
on.
Kirsty's...
and unfortunately, it's cleared.
It's scrambled away, but
yes,
they were living dangerously there, and they've lost it again.
Back with Kirsty Chambers again, who's going to have a dig, I reckon. No, just cleared in the end. And Lever back on the ball, plays the ball forward to Kim Wood, who's all up front on her own at the minute, but she's got lots of support behind her. And here comes a break on now for Little Lever. Amy Battle, well.
Amy has other ideas.
Yes, well tackled by Amy Battle, the right back for
FC. You don't mess with Amy.
And it's with Lever again on the. And the ball goes out of play. So, Beth Hayes, I hope we've answered your question about today's team. And I'm sorry that you're confused, but welcome to the world of FC Live.
Yes.
12 minutes on the clock here at Moor Lane, still 0-0 in this Challenge Cup final between FC United and Little Lever Sports Club.
Yeah, they're very much a known quantity. We don't really know how good they are or what they've got to offer this team. So, I mean, so far I think FC have had most of the possession. We've certainly threatened around the goal without firing too many shots on target, but it's early days yet.
And the ball hoofed in the air for a clearance.
Well done, Chelsea.
Yeah. And here's Kirsty Chambers now. Very dangerous and lively this afternoon, as you come to expect. And she's into the penalty area. This is a great run by Kirsty Chambers. Shoots.
Good save.
Good save on the near post there
and
from Amy Walker.
Well, that was the first real test of the goalkeeper. Kirsty's left foot is lethal anywhere, and inside the box there, she certainly saw the whites of the goalposts, and she didn't hesitate to fire it in. Good parry by the keeper, and they've scrambled it behind for a corner, but the alarm bells are ringing already, I think, in terms of Kirsty.
Kirsty Chambers is running riot here already in the first 12 minutes of this match. If they can't bring her down, then she's through on goal. So they've got to try and work out a way of dealing with her. But
Shelby's teeing up the corner.
Yes, so it's going to be a Wollstonecraft corner here, an in-swinger. And no, it's not. It's played short instead. And it's back with Wollstonecraft now towards the near post, but well held by the goalkeeper there.
Bit of a tame cross eventually, straight to the keeper's hands, but there you go.
It was a nice one too, that with Charlie Evans. Very clever.
On the sideline, we've got our number two goalkeeper playing with the dog. So she's keeping herself occupied.
Welcome to non-league. free kick conceded there by FC United, so it's a Little Lever to take this one.
You'll notice, once you watch the women's team once or twice, how influential Adora is in the middle of the park. She never does anything flashy.
Why are down as left back?
She wins the ball. Yeah, she does play left back as well. But she wins the ball, distributes it very calmly, keeps the thing going.
Lever on the ball, plays it forward to Kim Wood, but it's well dealt with there by Chelsea Patient, who superb defending. That's
very
proper,
calm.
That, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chips the ball forward to Kirsty Chambers on the left wing, and she
one touch and she's away,
and she's off now, off
Fast
and
two.
Running, and this is a very dangerous lever. She
just overrun it.
Yes,
but it's come out to Charlie on the right, so we're keeping this move going.
Charlie Evans on the ball, looks for Amy Battle's overlap there, and she's off and running now. Chips the ball in, but it's a poor cross from Amy Battle, really, and Lever can clear this, but it's back with Amy Battle now. Battle by name, battle by nature, isn't it with Amy?
Amy just goes into every challenge with the intent to not kind of give up on anything. She's so strong on the ball. She's very hard to shake off. I mean, she was pushed up from in the back there to stop her, but there's the only way to do it, going to stop her.
20 minutes on the clock here at Moor Lane, still 0-0, but it's a free kick on the right-hand side, just on the touchline over there. It's going to be whipped in by Kirsty Chambers.
Kirsty's magic wand of a left foot to whip this in.
And anything towards the goalkeeper is going to be dangerous. Here it comes into the box, and is anyone there in the back post? No, it goes out for a goal kick.
Amy Cook just couldn't quite wrap her foot round it, and it's gone out for a goal kick. But
and here's Wollstonecroft on the ball. Yes, absolutely. And as I say, it's quite a match. It's a stark contrast to the way Wollstonecroft is playing. I've not seen this side of the game before. It's quite impressive. And she chips the ball forward to Abdulluhal now, and it's cleared, and it's going to be a corner, I think. No, he's
it came
kick.
Off her, unfortunately. That was good work by Shelby. She picked the ball up on halfway, went past a couple of players, and chipped a beautiful little ball into Farooz Abdullahi. And unfortunately, Farooz was challenged at the moment. She was trying to get it.
It's noticeable. Last season, it was Kirsty Chambers and Beth Tattersall who were pulling the strings for FC with the flair in the centre midfield. Midfield. And Wollstonecroft has stepped up to the plate, it would appear.
Beth Tattersall was lightning on the right-hand side. She was like a whippet. She could take on anybody with pace and beat them. And let's hope she gets back into playing soon.
And that's good play there by the little lever.
A lot of it's right there, but it's covered by Jeff.
Yes, absolutely, and it's cleared by the FC United goalkeeper as far as the halfway line. But Little Lever are getting more of the ball now. Free kick conceded.
Yeah, there are times when we've just tried to force it a bit today instead of play the football. We need to pass the ball a bit better.
Just get your foot on the ball a bit more, I think. Stu has been in touch to say, do you guys have any plans for coverage of games that may or may not be happening in the coming weekends? Hashtag top secret. Well, Stu, it's top secret. Mind your own business. Right, and Little Lever now on the attack. Brings the ball into the box. And, it's a good pass, but unfortunately there was no one there.
I think the composure was lost, unfortunately. Yes. Good position. The number 11, I've got the team sheet directly in front of me.
Number 11 is
Kim Wood. Yeah.
We're entering the last 5 minutes of this first half. It's still 0-0. Thanks for tuning in to this FC Live special. Women's Cup final here, Challenge Cup final. We should say sponsored by Champion Insurance Brokers.
Yes.
Of Worsley.
I'm glad you know where they are.
They've got their address there, mate.
So that's handy.
Yeah. There's three players offside there, linesman, but never mind. Number 12 for Little Lever on the ball on this right-hand side. And she's being hassled by Tong there as well.
And Leah.
As Leah.
Yeah.
Hartson. Is it Hartson?
Hartson, I think.
Hartson?
Yeah.
Anyway, Becky Steen for Little Lever was one of the three players I thought were miles offside in that break there for Little Lever, but never mind. We're going to have problems, I think, with this linesman.
And foul throw, I think.
The first foul throw of the entire season. Remarkable.
Yeah, possibly.
Swampy would be loving this moment.
Yeah.
But it's chipped forward, and there's Abdullahi
now. It's an interesting
now.
Position for Farooz.
Yes, and she's not had much of a break, and away but now she goes. She's got one. Into the penalty area she goes. She finds Chelsea Patient. He's still running. He shoots, but it's well held by Amy Walker.
Well, it's interesting. That's a number of times now Chelsea's got forward today from centre-back, and she actually led the attack there briefly. When Farooz crossed it in, she was the player in the box. So good bit of flexibility in terms of tactics here.
And a little lever again. And the game's opening up a bit here all of a sudden. Tong could get that, I think. Should be able to get it, and does get a foot in, but it's possession's been retained, but Leah Hartshorn there puts it out for a throw-in. Thank you, FCM Radio. Listening in beautiful sunshine, your voices are lovely. Just wondering what you look like.
Oh, no, you don't want
well,
to go
well. Well, what can we say to that?
We've got great faces for radio.
Ball is back with FC United goalkeeper Mary Priestner, who hoofs the ball high into the air. And there's no offside there again.
Jess McCarrick cleaned it up
by
McCarrick,
who brings the ball out. Excellent play from her. Charlie Evans now on the ball, on the right wing.
For those who are interested.
Yes, down she goes. K- continues. It comes in field slightly, but gives the. She's been double teamed there a bit, and it's gone out for a throw in.
Yeah, she beat the first player, but turned into the second, so the ball was hacked out.
Hey, someone is on tenterhooks here, Beth Hayes. Come on, girls, on the edge here.
On the edge, yeah.
We need to ramp up the tension
it
then.
It is an edge. And this is Lily.
Oh, is this Lily?
This is Hello. Lily Rochford, for those who might know. Her father must be somewhere lingering down below. But this is lovely Lily from Timperley.
And she's off to the press box.
Well, yeah, because obviously...
Which is the place to be at any football yes. match, dear listener.
And this is Gary trying to retrieve his daughter.
Here's Amy Battle now on the ball. Chips the ball into the box, but it's well cleared. Adora Yao heads the ball forward. But it's flicked on and...
Flags up anyway, yes. But Mary Friesen is out. And the half-time whistle
and that is
blown.
The half-time whistle. So, what do you reckon of that then, Paul? It's half-time here, nil-nil.
Slightly disappointing from FC. I'm sure they wanted to be more creative and get more shots in. For us not to score goals is unusual. But we're playing a team we've not faced before, so a bit of an unknown quantity. Little Lever have not shown a lot going forward. They've mainly played it long and chased it hard.
It's like you were saying, though. The FC's... This is hopefully the first of two cup finals, but it's been a long season for FC
United. It's a long season, and the players have won their title. They've done that in good style. And now they've got to raise themselves for a cup final, and it's
a bit of the Lord's Mayor parade about it as well. They've gone to Bower Fold, had the parade round
the
pitch.
I mean, it's like they've won the big prize, which was winning the title. That was the big thing, that was the objective, and it has been for 3 years really. Now we've done it. It's all of a sudden we've got another cup final to play, and we have to raise our game and win it. And we just need that bit of inspiration, and it's not quite been there yet. It's possibly Kirsty Chambers might do something out of the ordinary in the second half and just lift this game.
And when it comes to Little Lever Sports Club, they finished second in Division 2 of the Greater Manchester League, and they've got to grips with this game as the game's gone on and been a bit more comfortable, I think.
Yeah, I thought the first 20 minutes or so FC had far more of the game, but as the game's drifted on, they've come into it slightly more. But in terms of creating chances, I don't think Mary Creason's had a shot to save.
So we're going to go away now. Neil Boo's coming round the pitch, but this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. Here's an advert and a song, and we'll be back very shortly with more Challenge Cup banter and chatter and all that kind of thing.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
So you're listening to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. Challenge Cup final time here, FC United against Little Lever Sports Club, and it's currently 0-0. And we're now joined with his stick, which is not a selfie stick. No. What is it, Neil Boo?
It's a monopod.
A monopod?
Yes.
Now, all kinds of technical terms have been mentioned today. What the hell is a monopod?
It means
one pod, don't say that.
It means I'm missing two legs from my tripod.
Right, but it still does the job.
Yes. It's just more mobile than a tripod.
Just so that listeners know at home what Neil Boo's dealing with here, it's like a hiking stick, but like he's saying, it's missing two legs.
Well,
of a
somebody
tripod.
Thought I should have gone skiing, but I haven't brought the other stick.
So, Neil Boo won on YouTube. You can see all the women's team highlights there, including this match later tonight.
Tomorrow.
What do you make of that half there?
I think we're struggling to put passes together, really. I don't know whether they just need to settle down. I certainly think, without singling anyone out, I think we're missing Beth Hayes while she's over in Las Vegas. She's been
tweeting.
She's been pretty instrumental in a lot of the games and a lot of the results and a lot of the good moves that we've had in most of the last few matches. I think once Peruse and Adora as well, and the they start to move through the midfield, get Kirsty on the, keep Kirsty on the wing, get him moving the ball forward, I think the chance better and more chances will come.
One thing was quite striking as the match first started. Little Lever were a bit on the back foot to begin with in the first 20 minutes or so, and you saw Wollstonecroft and you saw Kirsty Chambers and Adore Yauks get on the ball and create a couple of chances, but there's been nothing clear cut really other than the disallowed goal.
No.
And Little Lever's got more and more into this match as it's gone on.
Yeah, it's been quite, apart from like say first 15 minutes, it's been a very even match so far. They've come at us a little bit, but they've not really, I don't think they've had an actual clear shot that's been on target. We've had a couple of tame ones so far, one from Chelsea from what I remember, and I think there's been another couple that have gone near the from Kirsty.
There was a disallowed goal,
yeah,
for offside, I believe.
Yes.
The ball went a long way though. What did you make of it at your side of the pitch?
From where we were, I don't think there were many oohs and ahs complaints really. I think it probably was the right decision. Difficult to be 100% certain, yeah. But I don't think we can complain too much. But let's just hope we get more so that doesn't become the main talking point later on.
During the commentary there in that first half, we mentioned that there's a hint of, not tiredness, but as the half went on, FC were a bit more slower,
yeah,
let's say, on the passing front. And is that because there's an element of this which is bloody hell, another game after all that season that we just had?
No, I think they're well up for it. You know, I think they want to put it to bed. You know, that we've been to three cup finals now and we've come away with an abandoned...
Half a cup.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't actually come away with a trophy outright yet, and I think they want to claim a proper trophy. And we know we've got another chance of another one coming up, but this, on paper, should be the easier chance of the two, given the fact that...
But the team's now out. I won't keep you for much longer. Just mention the Cup semi-final that's coming up, the County Cup.
Yes, that's back up at Blakely, where the previous semi-final had been. That's up at Our Ladies. It's next Sunday, and if we win that's against Cheltonians. There'll be another Cup final the following week.
Venue to be announced.
To be announced. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Neil Boo,
cheers.
Thanks for joining us. And as always, remember, you can see Neil Boo's work at his YouTube channel. Not to be confused with that Brazilian guy. Neil Boo 1, that's number 1 on YouTube. Look it up. Right. And there you'll find all the women's team highlights from this season. You'll also find lots of Neil Boo's, what could I call it? Broaders Park construction camp work as well. Anyway, FC United are now back out of the changing rooms here at Moor Lane. We're still waiting. Oh no, Little Lever Sports Club have joined us as well. At this point, I'm now going to read out the little bit of history of Little Lever Sports Club, which was founded in the 1930s as Old Farmworth AFC. They offer 3 football teams for adult males, 1 women's football team, a junior football team, and, Paul, more excitingly, 2 rounders teams.
Well,
there you go. Little Lever Sports Club ladies are the first women's team for Little Lever Sports Club, and they have had a good first season. So this is the first time they've been in competition, really, finishing joint second in the league and in the final here of the Challenge Cup. So congratulations to Little Lever. They sound like a cracking little sports club.
It sounds like they've possibly had the best ever season they've had, which is good. As you could say about our team as well.
You see, I always thought FC United, once we get to Broaders, we can branch out a bit and become a bit like a sports club. And I always had, based on the past main matches we've been to, like at Ramsbottom and in the Reserve League final match of the season, where there was a cricket club nearby. Cricket's a good thing, I think, that FC could move into. But I've never considered Rounders before.
No, well, yeah. Of course, you could brand it as baseball and, you know,
Paul.
take it up another level, but, you know, it's Rounders, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah, or you could do softball like that Simpsons episode.
Yeah.
Which was cracking.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the teams are now back out on the pitch. This, if you're wondering what this is that you're listening to here, this is SC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. It's the Greater Manchester Women's Football League Challenge Cup Final. Or, as it's mentioned here, we should give it its proper name, because this is a local sponsor sponsoring a grassroots competition, so we should give them credence. Champion Insurance Brokers.
I think it's very nice as well that Salford City provide a venue for a final like this. I think it's
absolutely
very good of them.
And this stand has been jazzed up since we were last here.
Yes.
We've got this stuff. What's this stuff called? This is like non-slippy...
Yes, whatever it is, the technical term for it.
Things.
Yeah. It's certainly it's an upgrade, isn't it?
Yeah, look at this writing. Integrity and Salford City and that lion thing.
Yes.
I liked it though when they played in orange. I'm just saying.
I like tradition. Mm. I have to say that. But there you go.
Thank you, Bob. So there's loads of Celtic huddles going on the pitch at this moment in time, in case you're wondering what we're waiting for. Imagine the referees thinking to himself, what's going on here?
I do feel that if our women's team can get the first goal, then the game will open up very beautifully for us rather than them.
And there is an element to begin with of like a cat playing with a ball of string in the first 10 minutes. It was like we were clearly more skillful, but we weren't really making that count at all.
No, but we're about to restart. Obviously, it's 0-0 and it's both sides have got optimism at this stage. That optimism can be punctured very quickly with a goal.
So FC United are going to kick off in the second half. Scarily, Paul, it's the second half and it's just gone 3 o'clock.
Yeah, eerie.
Eerie, isn't it?
Yeah.
How did that happen? Anyway, we're off and running and it's with Adora Yahoo plays in Amy Battle. And here's Charlie Evans now on the ball on this right-hand side. Fortunately, she gives the ball away and it's well picked up in the end by Little Eva. And it's back now with Charlie Evans. You can bring this ball forward. Infield it comes.
Could be a shot, no.
No, and it's she tries to bring in Abdullahi and it's broken down a bit and Little Lever clear it in the end. Got a load of tweets that suddenly just appeared, which I'll read out very shortly.
Amy's just launched it airborne.
And it's headed on and unfortunately Charlie Evans can't get to that. Amy Battle plays it infield to Abdullahi and Amy Battle keeps running and she's into the penalty area now and shoots and unfortunately
she's given a penalty, was he?
And ball, yes.
Is this a penalty? It was Amy's shot and it was blocked. Whether it was blocked legally or not is uncertain.
And here's the clue, Paul. No complaints.
No complaints
from Little
Eva. And the ball is going to be given to Kirsty, I think, to
spot up.
So this
is
a critical moment in the game.
We're literally a minute into the second half and FC United have a penalty to try and make it 1-0 to FC United in this Challenge Cup final for Hunt, and it was a handball. No complaints from Little Eva and Kirsty Chambers.
It's all down to Kirsty and the magic left foot.
Here she comes. And she skied it. Over the bar it went.
To the derision of some of the fans here.
Well, there you go.
Let's hope it's not one of those days. It's gone into the car park.
Anyway, let's read out these tweets while we're waiting for that ball to get retrieved from Presswich. Right, so we've had a couple of YouTube videos. Unfortunately, Stu, I cannot play that. And Tracy Morgan is rubbing it in by sending photographs of herself in Spain.
Well.
But we all know it's sunnier here in Salford.
The sun is shining here. It's a nice day.
Anyway, so that was the first opportunity in the second half, and unfortunately, Kirsty Chambers couldn't convert it. But here's Charlie Evans now on the right-hand side, going to the byline, but she had to check back. Still on the bottle. That's lovely play. And now she can cross it in, and she does, but it's a bit of a tame cross and goes out in the end. Tracy's also thanked Neil Boo for his excellent work all season. And Neil Boo does do a cracking service for you.
And to be fair to Neil, he's also covered the broader development very well too. So, you know, many strings to Neil's bow.
Here's Kirsty Chambers now. She must be a bit annoyed with herself after that penalty.
She will
penalty.
Be very and angry with herself.
Down she goes, crosses the ball in towards the back post where Charlie Evans is, brings it infield.
Farouz had a golden chance.
Abdullahi there had golden chance. Yeah. Unfortunately, she couldn't convert it.
Straight into the keeper's hands from close range, and that was a good cutback from Charlie Evans.
And if in case you're wondering what's just happened, Amy Walker kicked the ball out for a goal kick. It came straight back to her, and now it's in her hands, and she clears the lines. Over the halfway line it goes, but Chelsea Patient is there, and the ball is nicely played to Adora Yao. Chips the ball forward, and Abdullahi's there. Oh, well played by the goalkeeper.
It was a really must-win challenge.
Yes.
The goal came out and managed to block Farouz, which was very timely.
Here's Amy Battle now, crosses the ball in, but it's a bit too shallow. But here's Patient now. And that, unfortunately, goes to nobody in particular. But it breaks to the left-back for FC United. Tongu brings the ball forward.
Just looks like we're beginning to step it up
a bit. Yes, I think so. Here's Adora Yao to Chelsea, to Amy Battle. Unfortunately, Amy Battle puts it out. That's your fault, Paul. People at home are blaming you.
It's the heavy touch.
So this is an FC Live special. We're on the 55th minute here in the second half at Moor Lane.
I think
still
Chelsea,
nil-nil.
I think Chelsea Patience has been one of the best players
on the
pitch so far, coming forward from centre-back. Quite prepared to bring it forward and join in with the play. But we do need the players like Kirsty Chambers to get more into this, the impact players.
Gets to the byline on this right-hand side. That's a clever ball into the box.
And yes!
Goal!
And Leah Hartson has scored.
Oh! Well, what happened there was Abdullahi goes to the byline, plays it infield, and it looked to me like Leah Hartshorn crossed it in.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether it was an attempt at a shot or not, but what she did, she whips it in at the near post and the keeper just didn't read it at all. And
she totally lost it, didn't she?
Yeah, and it flashed into the net. So we've actually got a goal at last.
So on 56 minutes here at Moor Lane in this Challenge Cup final, it's FC United and Manchester 1, Little Lever Sports Club 0.
And there's excitement down below us as the FC faithful celebrate. Many familiar faces here today who need their fix of FC.
You said about a couple of minutes earlier that FC United have started to step it up a bit.
Yeah, I mean it was a goal out of nothing really, wasn't it?
Yes. I thought it was offside the way the goalkeeper read it. I thought,
I don't think she anticipated that. Well, if it was a shot, she certainly didn't anticipate it, and it was gone.
I think she was surprised that she took it first time.
Yeah, I mean that's the great thing when you're in the box like that. If you fire in something quick, the goalie doesn't always read it. You know, there's no warning the ball's coming in. But fair play to Leah, she doesn't score many goals, but this is a very critical one.
Ball thrown down the line there to Abdullahi, who's into the box now, who crosses the ball in, and it's off the bar!
Well, Charlie Evans' big moment, and she rattled the crossbar from close range. And Charlie's going for the short one.
Loads of time here, work out between you. So, cross comes in towards the back post, he goes, Battle's there! Oh my goodness,
well,
beats everyone.
Amy Battle and Farooz Abdullahi at the back post there, both desperate to get a touch on it as the ball flashed across goal, but it's gone out for the goal kick.
23 minutes gone here in the second half, still 1-0 to FC United of Manchester. This is FC Live, constructedcoding.com. I'm Trey Army. Don't forget, get in touch with us, Twitter at FCUM Radio. Kirsty Chambers.
Here's
on the
pressure
ball
now.
And there's an overlap there, and it's Shauna Ward on the ball. Back to Kirsty Chambers, who's more in field this time. A lot of blue
That's
shirts.
And
Leah's in here. Oh, and her touch is a bit heavy, but she's still got it, and she drives it out of play.
It was one of those tragic moments where she was clean through. She just lost her bearings, I think. Something went wrong, and the ball ran away from her. She tried to retrieve it, and then it got even worse for her, and the ball's out for a goal kick. But brilliant ball in by Kirsty Chambers. She spotted the run of Leah Hartson. Leah got into the box, but just lost her composure on the critical moment.
Is Abdullahi now?
Still in there.
And tries to...
Farooz will wrestle away all day if she has to.
And she's kept the retained position. And infield it comes to Adore Yao. Adore Yao now on the ball. Tries to bring in Charlie Evans, but unfortunately it's cut out. And the ball is broken now. And Little Lever... bit slow in the attack here, I think, and yes, it's back with Chelsea Patient. He gives the ball away, commentator's curse, and Kim Wood is running down the left hand side.
Jess McCarrick just came across very calmly and took it off her.
And the pair of them are still battling now towards the corner flag, and the referee has intervened and said it's a free kick to Little Lever.
I didn't really see a foul there, but the referee obviously did. I thought that it was a bit Rolls-Royce the way Jess just stepped up a gear then,
yeah,
chased her down, took it off her and moved away. But, you know, there's a bit of bemusement on the touchline from Lee Sutton about that.
It's not just them. I mean, the crowd didn't know what was going on there. They were like, what's going on? Oh, we've got a free kick.
This is a bit like, you know, give them a chance. But so it's a good position for the free kick.
Free kick on this left side. It's an in-swinger into the box, but it's well held by Mary Priestner on the near post.
Unchallenged, you have to say, but she's kicked it out quick, but too quick, and Kirsty can't catch it.
30 minutes gone here in this second half, and the goal kick's taken, and it's back now with Abdullahi. Plays it forward to Wollstonecroft, who's on the pitch. That's a lovely touch there, and Abdullahi's in here. If she can keep going, into the box she goes. Back to Wollstonecroft. And a free kick given away. You just feel that the pair of them were trying to be a bit too clever there.
Yeah, they were trying to work the perfect goal. I'm not sure whether the last pass was really necessary, but Farooz is usually more selfish than that, more single-minded.
Oh, so I was surprised.
So he's trying to play Shelby back in, you know, instead of usually it's head down and it's mine, you know. But
Amy Battle with this throw-in on the right side there, the halfway line, and a second foul throw of the season, Paul.
Well,
how exciting.
I think the referee's very good at evening these things up, have you noticed?
And he keeps doing this mime that suggested the back leg is somehow being kicked out like Eeyore or something.
Yeah, the donkey.
Leah on the ball now. Goes to the byline on the left-hand side, crosses the ball into the box, and Wollstonecroft was running in on that. Adoree Yao was on the ball, and it's safely into the arms of Amy Walker.
There were just moments there where we were threatening the second goal. It didn't quite come, but we're getting to the closing minutes now and nobody wants to make a mistake.
Amy Cook, superb composure there. And Abdullahi on the ball. Plays it inside.
Bruce has dropped deep now, yes. And Shelby's gone further forward.
And here's Charlie Evans now on the ball. On this right-hand side. Keeps the ball and cleared in the end by Little Lever.
But Leah Hartson's back,
yes,
doing what she does best.
Hartson there goes out for a throw-in, unfortunately.
There was just a moment there when Little Lever thought they were going to break away in the middle of the park, but Leah snuffed it out.
Beth Hayes has been in such a... Who keeps doing the foul throws?
Well, it's Amy Battle, two of them, and
they
had one of theirs.
Yes.
Yeah, one of their players did the first one, so... Unforgivable, of course, Beth. I know what you're saying.
I'm not sure they have been foul throws, you know. Not sure, but anyway.
With this referee, sometimes you're not sure.
Ball's chipped forward to Wollstonecroft, who can bring it down. Charlie Evans got loads of space here if she lifts her head up. Well, no need to. A skill like that. Wollstonecroft still on the ball.
Works away to the edge of the box.
Chips it in.
What
a goal.
What a superb finish. Well, there you go.
Wollstonecroft there.
She manoeuvred the ball past three players there. Kept her composure, got to the D on the edge of the box, and then fired in a delightful shot into the corner.
We were saying, because Charlie Evans was free on the right-hand side,
screaming for the pass,
and then Wollstonecroft just kept the ball, composed, top corner, superb.
That was
85 minutes gone, FC United Manchester 2, Little Lever Sports Club 0. Superb finish. It was a beaut, and look for that one on Neil Boo's YouTube channel tomorrow.
Well, we're seeing that finish.
Yes. So we're now in the final minute of this game.
We're defending a 2-0 lead in the right place.
Yes.
Winning a corner.
Another corner to FC. Can we get a third here? And it comes. Headed on by Abdullahi, and Wollstonecroft is there, and it's a third goal for FC United, scored in the 89th minute. 3-0, Paul.
Possibly a little bit cruel on Little Lever, 3-0, but Shelby is a natural goal scorer, and when the ball wasn't cleared properly and it came across the face of goal, she was the first one to react, and the ball crept in at the back post.
You can't just twirl your scarves, you've got to do the old FC United thing as well. Anyway,
it's all a bit
silent bar scarves twirling going on in front of us.
Yeah,
I'm always suspicious of silent ones.
It's symbolism.
Yeah, looks good for the cameras, so sounds bloody terrible. Anyway,
3-0.
3-0 to FC United.
I think the trophy is in the cabinet, so to speak.
And that's 90 minutes up here at Moor Lane. So we... the armchair army are twirling scarves too, and cans of Vimto. So how long have we played here of extra time so far? We're into the third minute of added time.
We're getting close to the demise here.
Kirsty Chambers with a corner on this right-hand side, and it comes towards the back post. It goes in, and it's around, and Leah's there, and falls to Abdullahi, but it's cleared in the end. Back to Kirsty Chambers, who's strolling towards the ball now. Out it comes.
Teed up for Shauna Ward.
Yeah, towards the back post it goes. Wollstonecroft on a hat-trick, we should say.
That's the closing move of the game.
Full time here, and big congratulations to Lee Sutton's FC United and Manchester women's side. A league and cup double. 3-0 here against Little Lever Sports Club in the final of the Greater Manchester Challenge Cup. And, well.
Yeah, I think FC were the better side on the day. Little Lever put up a good fight. They were not overawed on the day. They, from the lower division, they came here and put up a good contest. I think once the first goal went in, which was what we talked about, the game would change, and it did.
And walk us through that goal, because we should say that the first half was a very tight affair. Second half, a minute in, a penalty to FC United of Manchester. Kirsty Chambers nailed on, and she does a...
Yeah, I mean, Kirsty missed her on the spot. But I think it's possible the first half, the half-time talk probably had something to do with the way we played in the second half.
Yeah.
We came out with a bit more purpose, a bit more ambition maybe to force the game in the right areas. And I think even though we missed the penalty, it gave us the incentive to keep going.
And the right areas, as we always say on FC Live, is the byline. And Abdullahi gets to the right byline here and plays the ball in field. And Leo Hartshorn is there. And it's debatable. Was it a shot? Was it a cross?
I would like to give her the benefit of the doubt and say she looked at it and thought, I'll fire in a quick shot and see what happens. And the keeper wasn't alert enough to it, and the ball flew into the goal. And once we went a goal up, I think we were comfortable for most of the second half.
And what then followed was two goals from Shelby Wollstonecroft. The first one, Charlie Evans is free on the right-hand side. We're saying pass it. She says, no, I'm going to keep it. Does some superb skill, keeps the ball, opens the body up, and does a peach of a shot into the right-hand corner.
I don't think there's anybody with better close control than Shelby Wollstonecroft in this side.
She stuck to her feet. It was amazing.
She moves, she turns, she can beat people very comfortably. She's very, very gifted. And she worked herself into a good shooting position and then had the composure to find the corner. And the goalkeeper had no chance.
No, and to be fair, Amy Walker's had a cracking game. We said 2-0 was about right, but then towards the end there's a third goal conceded by Little Lever. And it's Wollstonecroft, but this time a bit more bread and butter, a header on the back post.
Yeah, the corner came across goal, it wasn't dealt with. And she was alive to it before the defenders, and it wasn't, you know, it didn't need much contact to flick it into the corner, but it was good enough. The players are doing a lap of honour now, well deserved.
Yes, absolutely.
It's good to see Beth Tattersall involved with a broken leg. She's trying hard to come back now. It's a squad game, and obviously it's not just about the players who are on the pitch now. There are a few others that have been involved this season. It's a great moment for the FC women's team. Another piece of silverware. They're quite rightly celebrating because they're putting a lot of hard work. They're all saying there's a big debate now. Leah is convinced it was a shot, and I'll take a word for it. She's screaming it was a shot. So,
who's your man of the match then, Paul? From a Little Lever Sports Club perspective, and this is their first season, they finished second in Division 2, they've made a cup final. I think Charlotte Humphreys, the left back, has been superb. And Amy Walker, despite conceding three goals, has also been superb. And a special mention as well to Matty Thompson, who's just been in the wars all game, but has kept going all the way through. But from an FC perspective?
From an FC perspective, I thought Chelsea Patient was superb at the back. She ran the back four really well. The number of opportunities for goal scoring at the other end were very limited. Elsewhere on the pitch, you've got to give credit to... I mean, Charlie Evans did well. There was a lot of hard graft in the middle of the pitch, and I thought Leah Hartson, when she came on, made a hell of a difference in the middle of the park. She only played half the game.
Yeah.
It wasn't a day for Kirsty Chambers to remember, but some of her less illustrious colleagues maybe today were the ones that get the accolade a little bit more, which is good. Shauna Ward did well, she came on.
Yeah.
It wasn't a great game for Firouz Abdullahi, but sometimes you star players, you're more famous players in terms of goal scoring. It's not their day, it's other people's days.
We're going to mention this again before we go off air, but on Sunday next week, the FC United women's team are back in action, this time in the final of the Women's League Cup against Charltonians, semi-final rather, against Charltonians. That's going to be taking place at Tyre Blakely, Our Ladies Sports Centre up there.
And that's next Sunday.
That's next Sunday. Yeah. The final, we're not sure where that's going to be.
Hopefully in
but...
Hopefully in the month of May. But
it will be the month of May.
Yeah.
And that will be taking place the following weekend at a venue yet to be specified.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a good day for the women's team. They've had a great season. The first two seasons they played, it was like, it was the nearly, wasn't it? It was the nearly women of the game.
Yes.
We got so close, but yet so far. But yeah, I mean, it's nice that they're actually getting the rewards now for the three seasons of effort that's been put in. And we've got to give credit to Lee Sutton and his coaching staff, because we've lost players through three seasons for various reasons. Some have been poached by clubs at a higher level. For instance, Jade Parker went to play for Preston. yet we've kept finding more new players. And there's a lot of women in the area who come to FC and approach us and say, can we come and train with you, and, you know, trying to prove ourselves. And that's a tribute to FC, and it's standing in the game. When we started the women's team, we were starting from nothing. And we've attracted some damn good players from nothing at all. I mean, look at our opposition to it today. They've been playing since...
this year, his first season.
Yeah. Now, they've had a similar problem, starting with nothing. Same problem we had.
Well, at this level, it's proper football at this level. They're playing for the love of the game.
Yeah.
And some of these teams at this level struggle to get 11 players...
yeah,
turning out. There's been a couple of occasions where matches have been postponed this year. All credit to the organisers at this level, the Greater Manchester Football League, and all the sides who take part.
There's a dignitary out there, whoever it is.
Looks like Sir Richard Leese, but it isn't.
It does look like him. I'm not quite sure who it is.
I got a boo then for saying his name.
But obviously he's making a very grand speech, and he's praising the efforts of both sets of players, I imagine. We are watching this from a distance, so we can't really eavesdrop on it like other players can and fans. But the silverware is out there on the table.
Yep.
So it's not like an imaginary trophy, it's real. Broadhurst will need a trophy cabinet rather
it
urgently.
It will, yes.
We have to say this, because that's three now for this season,
yep.
Amongst others. Could be a fourth in the pipeline.
Well, we hope so. We're not going to be covering the semi-final next week because we're big game Charlies, but we will certainly cover the final, wherever that is. It's not going to be at Moor Lane, we understand, but there's a couple of venues been mentioned, and we'll let you know on our official, on the radio Twitter feed, and I'm sure one game at a time, though. The semi-final next week against Charltonians is going to be very important.
It's going to be a difficult game as well. Charltonians have beaten us this season.
They finished second in the league, didn't they, as
yeah.
well?
They did win a game 3-1 that I watched. We beat them in the cup competition twice over, and we did win the other league encounter from what I remember. But they are difficult to beat. They have a coach who is very, very keen. He's one of the keenest non-league coaches I've ever seen, particularly in women's football.
Mm-hmm.
He lives for the game. He lives every kick, every pass, every shot. He is so fanatical, it's not true. And you could argue he's biased, which he is, but he runs that club almost single-handed, so fair play to him. Charltonians is in good hands whilst he's around.
And they play at Hough End, if you're interested in ever going down and seeing them. And I think they've got some men's teams as well, actually.
Yeah, they are a good side.
Yeah. Denise Barnett has been in touch today. Unlucky Little Lever Sports Club. Well played. What a first season. Proud of you all. Well done, FC United. And you should be proud of Little Lever. They've been excellent today.
Yeah, they've not let anybody down. They were up against the side from a higher division today, who just had that bit too much for them,
mm-hmm.
which is ironically where FC were.
Well, for the last 2 years.
Yeah. So these things go around in circles.
And I think that's the woman of the match being given to number five, Chelsea Patient.
I think that's fair. I did mention Chelsea. I thought she was superb today.
Yes.
I've never seen her come forward as much with the ball and continue runs forward. So her fitness levels are terrific for this stage of the season. I've got to give her credit for that.
It was like a sweeper, wasn't it, where she had free rein pretty much to go anywhere she wanted.
Yeah. So, you know, fair play. Chelsea Patient, worthy. Player of the match, if that's what she's just been given, which I suspect it was. I think we're getting to the nitty-gritty of the awards ceremony now.
Yes.
I don't think there are nominations being read out on an envelope, but I don't think it's that kind of thing.
So we're now stalling for time, as you might know.
Just waiting for this trophy to be lifted, and I'm sure Kirsty will be the person that goes forward.
Well, it's the runners-up medals first, and coming up first is Gemma Smith, the Little Lever Sports Club captain.
And they do have a significant following here,
yes,
as you can possibly hear.
And like we said, it should be mentioned that that's a cracking first season for them, starting in Division 2, finishing joint second, yeah, and winning, being runners-up here at the Challenge Cup.
They could be adversaries in the future for FC, we don't know. We may not have seen the last of Little Lever.
As they are picking up their, I was going to say runners-up medals, but it's actually little mini trophies that they're receiving.
Which is maybe even nicer than the medal.
I think so.
Yeah.
I've got two runners-up trophies at home, and a runners-up medal. And
right.
And yeah, I know, it's sad, isn't it? And depressing. But the cups have lasted longer. than the medals have.
Well, I've got a Master Fan trophy somewhere.
All right, Paul, we all know. MUTV.
Yeah, but I don't like to talk about it.
As the officials get their medals as well. We should say, despite the referee going a bit mad and the winding down this side, not keeping up with play, they've done all right, haven't they?
Yeah, but the, you know, I think the right side won. The better side won on the day.
Yes.
Regardless of the decisions that was made, I don't think any of the goals were contentious. Even the penalty that we missed wasn't contentious. Our players are now picking up their trophies, which is nice.
And I'm going to guess that player there giving the trophies out is a City player. I think she was at the County Cup last year, actually.
There is a suspicion, yes, she is a player.
And we should say City do a lot for women's football in the area.
Yeah,
we should say.
They've had a lot of investment in their teams, so you know you'd expect something to come from it. But, but it still requires good coaching and recruitment. So you know.
And here's the moment we've all been waiting for: Kirsty Chambers receiving the Greater Manchester Challenge Cup trophy.
And this is the group before the trophy's raised. The bubbly is out.
Yeah, bit early. What's going on here? What's happening? She's got the trophy, and
it's a photo.
They're taking photos.
It's a dignitary's photo first. Which is fair enough.
Yes, okay.
You know, get it over with. Now they can go berserk, spray each other with whatever they've got.
Congratulations
and
to the Sutton side.
And Exeter United are the winners.
League and Cup double, and there might be a treble on as well. But for today, congratulations to FC United, the Manchester women's team, Lee Sutton, all the staff, the owners of FC United, we should say as well, who've made all this possible. And commiserations to Little Lever Sports Club. And with that, what do you want to do?
Well, I think we've got a break now until the next game.
We have.
Which we don't know where it is yet.
No.
That's shrouded in mystery at this stage.
Look out on our Twitter feed and the club's Twitter feed for further announcements in the coming days. But FC Live, I said goodbye to Swamper 2 weeks ago. I said, you have a lovely summer, mate. I'm going to be seeing him more and more in the coming weeks.
You just can't let him go.
I can't let him go, and he can't let me go. And it's lovely. It's lovely like that. We're like one big family. So
the season is not over yet. That is the news.
We're definitely going to be back for the Benfica match. Breaking news. Yes, we are covering the Benfica match. And if the League Cup is FC United are in the final and it's being played at a ground with a plug socket, we'll be there for that one as well.
Okay.
And at that point, I'd like to bring in Neil Boobman. And thank you, Paul, for your commentary. It's been lovely. But Neil, you've been following FC United, the Manchester women's team, for the last three seasons.
Yes.
And best season yet?
Certainly the most productive cup-wise, yeah. I think the first season obviously had that bit of a glow of people turning up just because it was new, but there's been a good 50-odd people who've been pretty much to every match, and they're the ones who've got the reward today, I think. You know, it's nice that there was a bigger crowd, but there's been 40 or 50 turning up come rain or shine, and it's nice that they have probably produced the best when it was needed today. So yes, I think it probably is the best team as well.
And Chelsea Patient, we think, got one player of the match, and I think that's well deserved. She's been amazing that match today.
Yeah, she put a stamp on everything. She made sure that they pretty much got almost no chances of getting anything today coming through the centre where she commands. She had Beth Hayes with her last year, but she's been far better in the midfield this season. Chelsea definitely deserving what she got today.
And a special mention, what did you make of the first goal? Meant it?
Well,
she says she did.
Right. I was wondering whether it got a deflection from where we was. It was difficult to tell.
It did not get a deflection.
It did not.
It was a cross, wasn't it?
Right.
What do you reckon?
Probably, yes. You'd think so then.
Certainly not a cross was Shelby Walton cross first goal.
No.
A peach. And I hope you filmed it.
Oh, yes. I think I technically termed that one a screamer.
Yep.
Yes, which I think it certainly is the dictionary definition of a screamer, that one. She just hooked her foot round it and absolutely gave the keeper absolutely no chance. No one was stopping that one.
And there is a chance of a treble here this season.
Yes.
It's going to be tricky, though, because next Sunday it's Cheltonians, who did finish second in the league, I think.
Did finish second in the league.
They've been the toughest side of the lot. Maybe Beachfield United comes into that category as well, but it's not a given, isn't it?
It's not a given, no. And about 3 weeks ago, I'd have said that it was going to be a very tricky match. But Cheltonians, I don't know whether they're going to continue it, but they've absolutely collapsed at the end of the season. They give away a result without even contesting it on the back of a previous. They had a head-to-head against Reddish North End. They had one of their players sent off. There was a Reddish player sent off. I think there was one of the Cheltonians' management was sent off, and they lost the match. And they said if it was the same referee, they were going to forfeit the following match, and they did. So although it was looking like quite a close title race, we finished up 14 points in front of Cheltonians. So if they take that attitude into the semi-final, we might as well get a cricket score ready now.
Really?
Well, I'm just wondering.
Don't put it on the record, Neil. Commentator's curse.
No, of course not. No, I mean, they already have beaten us on the same pitch last year in the semi-finals, so they certainly are capable of doing it, but it's just whether their heads are in the right place.
And a special mention to Little Eva Sports. We find at this level there's clubs who postpone matches because they can't get enough players.
Yeah.
There's a bit of blood and guts about this level where they're playing just for the passion of the game.
Yes.
Division 2 of the Greater Manchester Football Women's League.
Mm-hmm.
First season, finished second, runners up in the cup. They're not a bad side either, are they?
No, you could see that they can knock it about a bit. They just seem to be lacking a real sort of presence up front, really. They just didn't seem to have anyone who they could, any target man they could lay the ball off to, and that could hold the ball up for anybody else. They didn't have that, but they had pretty much everything else in the game. It's easy to see why they've done well.
So we'll be back definitely for the Benfica match. There's a couple of things that we might be back for as well in before that, but wink wink nudge nudge say no more. There might be a Women's Cup final as well, which we might commentate on, depending on if we get to the final and if the ground has a plug. Those are our conditions.
Yes.
Greater Manchester Football League, we hope you're listening. Stato Paul, thank you for joining us and commentating today. Neil Boot, thank you. And also, we should say, thank you for all the coverage you give on YouTube to the women's team and Broader's Park being built.
That's fine.
It's very, very good stuff. And it's all thanks to your beautiful Sony Kodak camera, or whatever it is. It's a Nikon, isn't it? It's one of those old school ones. Oh, look at that. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's quite nice.
Do you want to plug your work, where people can go to see the highlights?
Yes, I'll be sticking them up The links will be up on Facebook and Twitter, but it'll be up on YouTube on Neil Boo 1, NEILB001. That'll be probably tomorrow evening, I would think, at this rate.
And just to say, we will be podcasting this as well, and I reckon it'd be a good idea if we could get the interviews strapped on.
Right.
So at this point, if you're listening to the podcast, coming up now is Neil Boothman doing a selection of post-match interviews like magic.
Selection?
Yes.
I'm not sure I like that word. how about one?
One, maybe.
I'm here with Lee Sutton, victorious manager of the women's team today. A 3-0 win over Little Lever in the final.
Yeah, it's a brilliant game. First half, would have thought would have been a team that's literally played the first game together. But after half time, girls went out and did exactly what they needed to do.
Yeah, they did. Pass and move did seem a little bit short on quality in the first half. I don't know whether they were just struggling with nerves or what.
I think, to be honest, it's probably down to the pitch. We've not played on a wide pitch and the grass for a good while.
Yeah.
But again, you know, we normally thought 15, 20 minutes would have been in there and would have been performing, but unfortunately it wasn't. So we had to wait until the second half to obviously start delivering.
And Leah stepped up with the first one.
Yeah, brilliant. It's good really to get players that wouldn't normally score in the goals, in the games, to obviously get these goals in. So it's brilliant.
Yeah, I think she's got three or four already this season, but that was probably the best and most important by a long way.
Yeah, definitely. It was such a big game for the girls, obviously, to get the double. And it was emotional for a lot of them, so it's really good, really, to get the double.
And Shelby got her own double.
That's it. Yeah,
first one, what a cracker!
Yeah, again, a lot of them, I don't know, for some strange reason in big games, that the girls tend to panic and they make the job a lot harder for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and then, and really, once we sort of give them a talking to, then they sort of come down that little bit and they play like they know, we know they can play.
Yeah.
And it's good football. That's what it's all about at the end of the day.
So we won't mention Kirsty's penalty shot.
Don't even go there.
No.
It's. I actually said if she were going to take it, I said to Jess, she's going to miss it. I could just tell with the frame of mind that they were in, it was just inevitable that we wasn't going to get anything.
I suppose if she'd have took it after Leah had scored her first, she might have just stroked it in the corner nice and simple, but she just blasted it over, really.
Yeah, it's certain. And to be honest, we've done it quite a few times over the course of the season.
Mm.
And this is the thing, and it's good really to get a decent game. You know, it was a really tough game.
Yeah.
And it's good because it makes us play how we know the girls can play, and it shows their true talent at the end of the day, and it's obviously a good win, which gives us a double.
Yeah, nobody learns anything if you're winning 10-0 every week. You've really got to have a team that's giving you a good battle, and Little Lever did that.
That's it. It's, you know, all respect to them. You know, they've come along today, yes, as the underdogs as such, but the first half they wanted it more than we did.
Mm.
And that was the worrying thing about it. And obviously the girls knew that. As individuals, they knew exactly what they were doing, but as a team, they just wasn't performing together.
No.
And second half, obviously, they've gone out there and played how we know they can play, and obviously come back with a win.
Yeah, they were better in defence. They just seemed to be shy. Some really good sort of like striker up front who could hold the ball up for him or put in any dangerous shots. But we had one with Shelby, and that second one will live long in the memory from today.
That's it. Absolutely brilliant game. We've got semi-final to go now, and hopefully the last final to get the treble.
Yep, so that's next week back at our ladies against Chorltonians.
Yeah, that's the one.
Right, Blakely, you heard it here. Next Sunday, be there for the semi-final. Support the double winning girls.
That's it.
Thanks very much, Lee Sutton.
Cheers.
Thank you for joining us today, dear listener at home. We hope you've enjoyed the coverage. Like I said, we'll be back. It's not the end of FC Live in May. We'll be back in the coming weeks. But from everyone here at Moor Lane, a big congratulations to everyone involved with the FC United of Manchester women's team.
The double winners.
To FC United of Manchester, to Lee Sutton, to all the players, and to you, dear listener at home. Thank you very much. We wish you all the best.
Thank
and
you.
Have a lovely week. Goodbye.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.